الثامنة عشرة من نيسان قان يكبر جرحها.
On April 18th, Qana's wounds deepened, asking the heroic leaders, who is holding Israel accountable?
ثمانتاش نيسان يكبر شهداء قانا والمنصوري والنبطي الفوق سنة في عمر استشهادهم.
April 18th. Another year has passed since the passing of the martyrs in Qana, al-Mansuri, and the Upper Nabatieh. On April 18th, the Lebanese people commemorate the 12th year of waiting for the truth to surface. They wait for the punishment of the murderers who committed their crimes in broad daylight, during springtime, under a tent shaded by the flag of the United Nations. Inside that UN tent, the bodies of 107 Lebanese citizens, children, women, and old men were turned into amputated body parts and burnt corpses. On April 18th, the Upper Nabatieh remembers the infant, Nur al-Abid, while Qana remembers the second miracle of a nation standing united around its martyrs in the south. On April 18th, al-Mansuri remembers its martyrs in the ambulance car, unveiling once again the faces of the Temple Mount's thieves and the sons of serpents in Israel. Israel, the only one in the world skilled in the art of killing children.
12 عاما تستعيد فيها قانا ذاكرة لا تصدأ لأطفال وعائلات أبيدت بقنابل ذكية أمريكية الصنع. وفي تفاصيل تلك الذاكرة أنه عند الساعة 2:10 من بعد ظهر يوم 18 نيسان عام 1900.
For the 12th year, Qana recalls a memory that will never grow old. The details of this memory are as follows. At 2:10 p.m. on April 18, 1996, Israel launched 17 155 caliber long-range rockets, some of which exploded before hitting the ground. The rockets were dropped from a height of 7 meters over the Biji troops in the town of Qana, targeting 3 shelters housing citizens from Qana and neighboring villages. The 17 explosions were followed by moments of silence. Fire, smoke, and shrapnel created a pit of mass execution and a massacre that ended the lives of 107 civilians. Amongst them were 33 children whose body parts mixed together and pierced the bodies of others. As usual, the tender bodies of the children in the south testified to the failure of Israel's power, breaking its might with their will. Israel settled for a simple apology, saying that what happened in Qana was a mistake. The massacre was added to the list of Israel's countless slaughters of Lebanese and Arab civilians, from Palestine to Lebanon. Qana and the south will not forget their martyrs, and their wounds deepen with each passing year. But the tombs of the martyrs question the authorities, the guardians of leadership, freedom, and independence. Who will hold Israel accountable for its crimes against Lebanon? The sovereign, the independent, the free Lebanon.
وهو برسم السلطة وحراس السيادة والحرية والاستقلال. أين ملف مقاضاة إسرائيل عن جرائمها بحق لبنان السيد الحر المستقل؟